Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
Of December. Praise God. Amen. Where is Abraham? He's coming. He has become like glue. It's glue that is coming and will has never come. Praise God. Please tell him that I'm looking for him. Praise the Lord. Good morning, church. Can you welcome somebody on your right and your left in the name of Jesus? Bro Bola, nobody's on your right and nobody's on your left. Hallelujah. Yesterday, Pastor Bello, for those of us who were around for the partners meeting, took us down memory lane. Years ago, I sat with my GO. It was a Christmas service. And you know, there's always a special message for Christmas. And he told me he was coming to church. And traditionally, when he comes like that, he's the one that preaches. So once he told me, I was not ready to preach. We sat down in front. And when the choir started ministry, praise God, he turned to me and said, do you know you had one preaching? I said, but sir, you are here. I said, you will know. And face forward. I had to look for a Christmas message in less than 2 minutes. Praise God. And this morning I did the same for my friend. I said, are you aware you are preaching today? I said, just you will know. Amen. But before I bring you on, let me welcome his beautiful wife, my dear sister and friend, Pastor Mrs. Yetunde Olatunde. Ah, nice to see you, ma. She spoils me. She spoils me. Anytime I go to Bristol, I'm always looking forward to meeting her. Thank God. Now, when I come, you will have enough time for us. Amen. Thank God for your life. And of course, you know God's servant. He has been here before. A wonderful servant of God. See, I always say this. I think one of the great disservices that Lindsay did for the church was to write a book entitled God's Generals. Since then, everybody has wanted to become a general. Ladyon, it's Ladyon, thank you. What did I say it was? Don't mind me. Memory sleep, praise God. And since then, everybody wants to be a general. And I've been looking through the Bible, say, did Jesus say he would give us generals? Those of you that know Bible more than your pastor. Jesus offered to give us servants. And those are the people God celebrates. I'm happy to have a friend like that. It's been a blessing. So in the days when we were growing up in this ministry, when I come with a revelation, he's my NAVDAC. I must run the revelation through him. If he doesn't approve it, that revelation dies there. Praise God. Because he also is a teacher. And a pastor. And you can't, your revelation doesn't, you're the pastor. I know that is not, should not fly. Amen. And I've missed him since. But I thank God for Pastor Bello, Pastor Ogi, Pastor Dele, Mommy. Mommy Nigeria does not give me too much trouble. Praise God. But Pastor Bello, all of them, we said no, Pastor, no, I don't agree. You need to come to our believers class review and see how we argue. You won't believe it that, these people. Bro Paul, when you first came, you must have been embarrassed. So this is how your pastors argue, you know. But that's how we argue. But we thank God it's an healthy argument. You know, we learn to move on. It's just because we want to be sure that you'll be safe. That we're not just going to start saying things that will destroy your heart. But we thank God. And I have the privilege of having the set man of Day Spring Chapel, Bristol here, was on a visit, private visit, and I said he shouldn't just come and not be a blessing to us. Please can we rise on our feet as I bring forward Reverend Olatunde Dare.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Please be seated. Thank you. That was a cool release money. And like you said, it's always like that. We came from the same place where I was sitting with the GO, and then after I did it twice, I always come prepared. Praise God. It's always a joy to come to PGT. Thank you for having me around here this morning. I want to appreciate Pastor and his wife. Thank you for being wonderful friends to us. Hallelujah. You know, he was my president in the youth fellowship back in those days. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for your life. Thank God that you still holding on to the faith of the fathers. Thank you for the exploit in faith. We believe and trust God that you will go from strength to strength in the name of Jesus. Pastor B, thank you, sir. And Mama B, thank you for always being there. Thank you for standing in the gap. Thank you for your investment in the kingdom. The Lord will multiply grace back to you in abundant measure in Jesus' name. Pastor, is it Ogidon also? Yeah, Pastor, and the other pastor, I can't remember the name now. Thank you, Pastor. Sorry? Okay, Ludi. Olubi, yes, thank you for taking your place in destiny. That will bless you abundantly in Jesus' name. All the leaders, the workers in the church, thank you. I was going to preach on being rooted. But then, when Pastor said, I'm going to bring a word, I just thought about it, and as I was just thinking of what the preacher, Holy Ghost dropped a message in my heart. Praise the Lord. Before I come to that, I want to appreciate the worship team. Where's the brother? I led the worship. Thank you very much. I owe all of you in the worship team a gift. I will send it through the pastor. A mighty blessing. I was blessed by that wonderful. No, there's no way. I have it recorded. So I can listen to you over and over and over and over. Thank you. Lord bless you abundantly. In the precious name of Jesus. Pastor Gita, thank you for that intro you brought this morning. Because that was the word the Holy Ghost dropped in my heart. And everything was just falling in place. When Pastor B came up and the choir, everything was just falling in place. So I know I'm safe. I believe that is the word that God wants us to hear this morning. It's not the revelation. Amen. As I was just, you know, just between the house and this place, I was just thinking about it. And I've come to the conclusion, I've been in ministry for over 30 years now, and of recent, I decided that there's a need for us to go back to the basics. To revisit the foundation. These are some of the things that we learned that made us. Some of the things that our fathers learned that made them. Those are the things that are missing in the body today. Thank God for revelation. Thank God for insight. But these literally two foundational teachings is the bedrock upon which you're going to build your revelation. Now, so if you have mighty revelations and that foundation is not there, it will crumble. Shall we pray? Father, we want to thank you for such an awesome time to be in your presence. Thank you because I know that you have already touched your people. You have already blessed us this morning. Even as we look at the perfect law of liberty this morning, we have to go that you bless us further. Grant us understanding. Let this word be ingrained in the depth of our hearts. And let every one of us profit from it. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to run because I know 40 minutes is too much for me. You know, we don't preach long messages. Hallelujah. Okay, so I'll be sharing on what I've tried to. Cast not away your confidence. Cast not away your confidence. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 37. I'll read it because of time. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, he that will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, But of them that believe to the saving of souls,
of the soul. Hallelujah.
Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. I'm here this morning just to encourage somebody who's on the verge of giving up, not to give up. Somebody here, you want to lose hope, not lose hope. He that will come. And God will come big time for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I tried to look at Romans chapter 4. We looked at the life of Abraham, who is a perfect example of what we are talking about here in Romans chapter 4 verse 18. The Bible says, Abraham, who against hope believed in God that he should become the father of many nations, just as it has been said to him, so shall your offspring. God gave Abraham, we all know the story, gave Abraham a promise, telling him he's going to be father of nations. And we know how long Abraham had to wait. In fact, one day I was counseling with a sister, and I said, you know how, I said, Pastor, no, I don't want to wait as long as Abraham waited. But I said, I'm just telling you, there's a need for you to what? To learn to be patient. Amen. Because what God has said, because what he has promised is going to do. Hallelujah. So I'll quickly run through a few translations of Romans chapter 4. Thank God for technology. Romans chapter 4, verse 18. Now if you look at the New Living Translation, I'll quickly run through it because of our time. It says, Abraham, even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping. Praise the Lord. Even when there was no reason for hope, when it looked like all hope is gone, he kept doing what? He kept hoping, he kept believing that he would become the father of many nations. Why? Because God had said to him, that's how many your descendants will be. Hallelujah. Now the contemporary English version says, God promised Abraham the land of descendants. And when it seemed hopeless, Abraham still had faith in God. And he became the ancestor of many nations. The International Standard Version, it says, hoping in spite of hopeless circumstances, Abraham believed that he would become the father of many nations, just as God has told him. And God's Word translation says, when there was nothing left to hope for, Abraham still hoped and believed. And the Weymouth translation, I like that translation, the Weymouth translation says, under utterly hopeless circumstances, Abraham hopefully believed that he might become the father of nations in agreement with the words that God had said to him. Hallelujah. So this morning, like I said, we're coming to just encourage somebody's heart this morning not to give up. Praise the Lord. I used to sing in the choir in those days. I used to sing a song that says, I've got confidence. God's going to see me through. No matter what the case may be, I know he's going to fix it for me. So tell your neighbor, no matter what the case is, no matter what you are going through, he's going to fix it for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go back to that scripture, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which are the great recompense of reward. Now the NIV of that translation says, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. New American Standard Bible says, therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has great reward. And that translation says, so do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. And the Amplified Bible says, do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence in God, because it has a rich reward. What is confidence? Confidence in our context here talks about your faith in God. Praise the Lord. Talks about a sense of boldness that you have in your relationship with God that is based upon your realization that, one, you are accepted of God. You have boldness to approach the throne of grace. Praise the Lord. Because you know you have been accepted. And it's a conviction that your destiny is in the hands of God. Praise the Lord. It's your ability to trust God or trust somebody or keep something. So this morning, I've come to encourage you. Do not fling away. You know, sometimes, I remember the story of his sister in this Accra year, I think it's 1980, when the SU, a very fervent sister, serving the Lord. And one day, we got to the fellowship, where sister so-and-so? Oh, they said, she said, I no longer believe in God. And I felt like crying. Why? Because she's been waiting on the Lord for your husband, and no husband, and she's from a war, and the husband has not come. And she just fling away her confidence, her trust in God. Praise the Lord. After so many years of faithful service. Amen. So please, beloved, no matter what you go through, God is not a man that will lie. Neither the Son of Man that will do what? That will change his mind. Whatever he has said, he will do. You can trust God. Praise the Lord. That whatever he has said, concerning your life, concerning your situation, is going to do it for you. Praise the Lord. Thank God, many of you are students. While I was in the uni, I have an uncle. It's an uncle, but we're, and then one day he looked at me. He said, I wish I'm like you. I said, why? He said, because today is choir practice. Tomorrow is Bible study. What time do you read? I said, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness. Praise God. And every other thing shall be added. That was my motto. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, I do read. Sometimes I read. But I don't depend on my... I'm not saying you should read and study. Praise the Lord. What I'm saying is this. There's no one who puts his or her confidence in God that will put to shame. God will come for you. And right on time. In the name of Jesus Christ. So this morning I quickly want to run through 11 things. 11 reasons. Amen. To encourage you to put your trust, to put your confidence in God. Why must you trust in God? Why must you believe in God? When it seems like everything is not going through. When it seems like maybe in first year, you think you're going to make first class, and now it's like you're going to make second class, upper, and then you now look at your CGPA, and it's now, I know you begin to fear. Don't be afraid. Praise God. Do not be afraid. God will come for you. Number one reason to believe or to trust God is because God is sovereign. What did I say? God is sovereign over all things. Isaiah 14:27 says, for the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who will annul? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? If God says he's going to do something for you, there's no witch, there's no wizard, there's no demon, there's no principality that can stop what God wants you. Yes, they may delay it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, but they won't be able to stop it. Hallelujah. So because God is sovereign, put your trust in him. He rules in the affairs of men. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 6 says, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to do what? To withstand you. And I would say, even the world, it means the privileges. Know that one with God, what is a majority. That's an unbeliever. Praise the Lord. We can make promises, like I just did to the worship team there, and the circumstances may stop me from fulfilling it. And I'll say, well, I'm sorry. But God never says I'm sorry. He says, my word has come out of my mouth will not come back to me void. God does not make empty promises. God does not speak empty words. I have learned over the years to take the word of God literally and trust it. I'm not talking without revelation. Just whatever it says, just believe it. Praise the Lord. Because he's sovereign. Hallelujah.
But nothing can stop God. God is not like me. God is not like your pastor. God is not like any one of us here. Nothing can stop him. He's sovereign over all the molecule of the universe. Am I correct? Okay, all right. I must be very careful because we have an academician. Say, praise the Lord. He's sovereign over everything. Hallelujah. So nothing can stop God. Because God is all powerful, and because nothing can stop him from fulfilling his promises. I told somebody, I knew I was going to travel out. Let me just share with you. I was going to travel out in 1978 or 79. I was still in secondary school. I left secondary school in 79. And then I came to this same Akure here. I got my first passport in 1980. Five naira. Amen. At Arakale there, ₦5. And there's no embassy in Lagos I don't know. All of them. I walked from one place to the other. I never got any admission. When I got admission, no visa. Amen. So I said, I just forgot about traveling overseas. Praise the Lord. So even though I got married, my wife is a nurse. I forgot about travel. She was also planning to travel. Forgot about it. And then, all of a sudden, in 2003, God opened the way. Now look at 1979 to 2003. But it still came to pass. At a time when I did not even want it as it were. Just to tell you that no matter what God promised for you, no matter what God has promised you, no matter what God said is going to do for you, amen. And I used to say something, I said, once it enters into your realm of imagination, it's a possibility. So whatever you can think about, whatever you can imagine is what is a possibility. And so once God gives you a dream, gives you a vision, gives you an idea, nurse it. Say glue to it. Believe God. And very soon, it will be materialized. Number two. Why must we trust God? We must trust him because he keeps his promises. That's like number one. Sovereignty. He keeps his promises. He's a promise what? He's a promise keeper. The Lord will keep his promise in your life. Now Joshua chapter 21 verse 45 says, not one word of the good promises that the Lord made to the house of Israel had failed. Not one. Not one. Not one. Every promise God made to Israel, he fulfilled. In spite of their rebelliousness, that they were rebels, God fulfilled his part of the bargain. He fulfilled his word towards them. That's Joshua 21:45. Hallelujah. Amen. He brought them out of slavery into the land of promise. He subdued all their enemies. In Isaiah 55 verse 11, God said, he said, my words that I spoke shall not come back to me. So there's nothing that God has said. Early in life, I had a pastor who said, God's idea in you, they are living ideas. They cannot die. Praise the Lord. Because God sowed a seed of idea into you. Now, you may disregard it. You may abandon it. You may not water it. Praise the Lord. But that idea will not die. The day you wake up and you realize that God has put something in you, then you begin the journey. Praise the Lord. And God will bring it through for you in Jesus' name. Number three, God is wise. So we can trust his judgment. He is wise. Romans 11:33 says, oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgment and how instructable are his ways. Praise the Lord. Now it will be a scary world to live in if God is not wise. Amen. You must know that God is wiser than the devil. He's wiser than those who think they are wise over your lives. Praise the Lord. So you can trust God because we know he is wise. Hallelujah. Number four, God is faithful. I'll give you reasons why you must not let your confidence slip. Why you must not allow what your friends have that you don't have. Make your confidence in God to slip. Praise God. God is faithful. Bible says even when we are unfaithful, is what? He's faithful. Praise the Lord. He cannot deny. Did I saw that scripture? Bible says he cannot deny himself. He cannot say, I didn't say it. Praise God. He cannot deny himself. Now, if God was faithful to unfaithful Israel, what do you think he's going to be to you who is faithful? So you can trust him. Hallelujah. God never fails.
God never disappoints. Yes, he may not come at the time you want him to come.
Praise God.
Because his calendar is different from yours.
Amen.
But you can be resolutely assured that he will come for you. God is faithful. He will never forget to fulfill every of his good promises that he has given to you. So you trust in him.
Hallelujah.
Number five. God is infinitely loving.
Amen.
The Bible says, it's not that we love God, but that what God first loved us.
Praise God.
Now sometimes, you see, a very good example of the kind of love we're talking about here. Yeah, we read about Jesus. Yeah, he died for us. Now, if you look at the story of the prodigal son, you understand the love of God. Can you imagine? Now, what happened to the prodigal son also happened to me.
Many years back, about maybe 20 years ago, one of my stepbrothers told my dad, he said, Daddy, you must divide this your property now.
So I realized that story was true. Amen. I told my dad, he said, my daddy, now you must do, I want my own share of your property. And my daddy called his uncle and said, look at this. The uncle said, don't worry, distribute your property. You know what I'm saying? So my daddy gave everybody their portion of the property. And he didn't give me any. And I'm the firstborn. And of course, my mom, of course, you know women. My mom called me. He said, your daddy has distributed his property, the farm and the house. And I said, okay. He said, but you didn't give me any. He didn't give me any. I took my car. I went to the village. I said, daddy, good money, sir. He said, yes. I said, I understand that. He said, yes. I said, where is my home? You know what? The old man just laughed. I was ashamed of myself. He just laughed. You know what he said? He said, when I'm gone, you have everything I have. That was just him. He said, my own portion is your portion. So don't worry. And I felt so ashamed of myself. And then he said, is this house you want to inherit? Is it this one? You build your home. Praise the Lord. So we look at the story of that prodigal son. The guy came, told his father, against norm, against culture, give my own portion. The father gave him. And the Bible said, he squandered his good with riotous living. And then after he had clear, he came to himself. And then he came back. And look at the heart of the father. And I tell somebody, I said, I believe that the father every day, when he hears the screeching of a brick, he will go to the window. It's my son. Maybe it's my son. Anytime he hears the beeping of the horn, the father's heart. Despite the fact, now listen, beloved, it's true. He was a rebellious son. He's still a son. He's still what? A son. And then he came back, and the father welcomed him. And he killed his father's car. Can you imagine that? That's God. Now listen, beloved. The only reason somebody will go to hell is because they refuse to accept Jesus Christ. That's the only reason. Hell originally was made for the devil and his angels, not for us. But as many as we partner with the devil, they will partake of his blessing. Praise God. So there's no sin unforgivable. All you need to do is come. That does not give us license to live a life of sin. Praise God. Because if you truly love your father, you will obey him. You will run away from things that will make him angry. Hallelujah. So God loves us. He loves you more than you think. Deep and wide. Deep and wide. Amen. To the deepest part of the sea. To the highest of the heavens. To the width of the earth. That's God's love for you. People may not love you, but God loves you. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. I can't. But you look at your life. What did he see in me? What did he see in me? I said, oh wretched man that I am. But see, he loves you. So because he loves you, you can be well assured that his promises for your life is going to come to pass. One of my favorite scriptures is found in I don't have that scripture here. He said, He said the fact that God has given us his best. That he said, he who has given us what? His only begotten son. He said, then what else? Thank you, sir. What else? He has given you the best. Then all the other things, is it clothes, is it houses? I tell people, I say, nonsense. He's giving his only begotten son. Then there's nothing else he won't give you with him. Praise the Lord. So you have Jesus, I have everything. Every other thing will come. It's just a matter of time. Only if you are content. Praise God. I found out that in this part of the world, thank God, we have this crazy idea of my Jeep passing your Jeep. My house passing. All these are complete irrelevant nonsense. That we all these crazy things we run after here. Praise God. I pray that God will deliver Nigeria. In the precious name of Jesus. So if God has given us the most precious gift, then there's nothing else that is not going to give to us. Hallelujah. Number 6. God is completely just. He will fight for you. Amen. You may be cheated, but that person will go scot-free. Praise God. God will defend your cause. He will fight for you. So you can be restlessly assured that nobody can cheat you. I said people, be careful how you treat me. Dada Oleja. When I have somebody who is going to recompense to you, so don't cheat me, don't insult me, don't maltreat me, don't treat me like a dreg, because my father will respond. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 32 verse 4 says, the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness. It's a song, you know? A God of faithfulness and without iniquity. Just and upright is he. And Job 37 verse 23 says, the Almighty, we cannot find him. He is great in power, justice, and abundant righteousness. He will not violate. Amen. Sometimes, now, what is there was that judge? Is it Mba or so? You know, some of these dangerous judges you have in Nigeria. Now, if I have my case before justice Mba, I will implore Jesus to come and stand for me. Praise God. Now, so, but God is not. You can be sure that when you take your case to God, amen, He will judge between goat and goat, between sheep and sheep. Praise God. He's righteous. He always does the right thing. He's the rock. All his ways are justice. He never does anything wrong. So don't say, God, where is your high? You know, we have prayer, we pray. Baba, what about you? Praise God, no? I need the MP, Jeremy. No, don't worry. Hallelujah. The Lord will come for you. In the name of Jesus. I want to throw the rest for before I go. Amen. Man, one of the reasons you trust God is because even when you don't have a plan for your life, you know, some of us are accidental people. You know, many of us, you just stumble into things. Amen. God has a wonderful plan for your life. He says, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of peace. Praise God. He has beautiful, wonderful plans for your life. You may not even know it. Hallelujah. But it will have been good if you know it. So that you can walk in symphony with God's plan for your life. Hallelujah. Psalm 31 verse 9 says, oh, how abundant is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you and work for those who take refuge in you in the sight of the children of mankind. Hallelujah. What a wonderful reason to trust God. He has bags and bags and bags of goodies stored up for us. He has good plans for us. Plans which nothing can stop him from fulfilling. Praise God. I just gave an example of myself. It was at the time when I never believed I was going to travel as a guy. Just forget it. Praise God. That God did it. God will do your own. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number 8. One reason to trust God is because it will never leave you. It will never abandon you. Amen. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread. For it is the Lord your God which goes with you. He will not leave you. He will not do what? He will not forsake you. Let God be your confidence. Praise the Lord. He won't abandon you. No matter how tough the situation might be. You can be sure that it's going to be there for you. And Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5 says, keep your life free from the love of money. It means that you didn't have money. And be content with what you have. Hallelujah. Many years ago, I came across a scripture which says, godliness is what? Yeah. And that's my motto in life. People who know me, I don't. Yes. I've come to realize that there's nothing you have that you're not going to leave behind where you go. Empty you came, empty you go. Praise the Lord. So let's be content. That does not mean you shouldn't aspire to be great. Praise God. That does not mean you shouldn't aspire to have the good things of life. But whatever God gives you, my pastor used to say, life is in faces and men are in sizes. Amen. Leave your face and leave your size per time. And be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't know why this story keeps recalling. Let me share this story with you. There was this pastor, Pastor Emmanuel. Amen. He went to the UK to study. Not in the 60s. Amen. This was a time when men lived by faith. Praise God. And then he was sharing his story with us. He said, I don't know why it keeps coming. It's come two or three times now. It's not part of my message. And then after he finished his study in Bible school, he was going to come back to Nigeria, and he didn't have any money to pay for his ship. No, at that time there's no. And he didn't have enough money to take the train to the coast. To the port. He said, "Oh God," said, "Don't worry." So he said he stood in the line. You know, in the UK, all of us we stand in line. Amen. Like zombies. Praise God. And he said he stood in the line, and then his heart was beating. He didn't have any money. As the ticket, we were giving ticket for people. He kept thinking, I don't have any money to pay this ticket now. Next person will move. He said, when it was just one person to get his turn, somebody came from the back of the queue, ran. And I said, Brian, God said, I should just give this to you. Put an envelope in his hand. It was to pay for his train ticket and his ship back to Nigeria. I don't know that word for somebody. But he just exercised faith, just stood in the queue there, believing that what God has said is not going to be stranded. God is going to take him back home. With my absolute. Now, after I finished that story, I said to myself, I'm not sure I will be able to do that. No, I'm being honest. I'm not sure I will be able to. I will look stupid. I'll feel ashamed of myself. And you know, one of the reasons many of us don't work in the supernatural, it's my supernatural of ministry, is because of our ego.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, you're going to Ojaba, and the Holy Ghost just says, minister to that person. If I pray for the person, it didn't get well, Lugo. Do what they say. And then you miss that. Now that's what we call prophetic evangelism. You just miss a golden opportunity of experience financial. Because of your ego. Because of your pride. Because you don't want to be disgraced. Because you don't want to be put to shame. Praise the Lord. He says he will never leave us, not forsake us. God never says, hang on, I'm coming. Praise God. He never says that. Praise God. He never says, give me 10 minutes. He says, I will always be with you. That was the promise Jesus gave to the disciples. He says, lo, I am with you to the end of the age. And number 9, God cares for you. God cares. Tell your neighbor, God cares for you. Yeah, I know many of you are students here. Yeah? You can be rest assured that you won't go to bed hungry. Honestly speaking. You see, I have found out that believers, we don't trust God in little things. We only want to trust God in big things. That's why many of us don't have faith. Because you need to build up your faith from the little things. Praise God. Little things. Casting all your cares on him. Because what? He cares. How many of us believe that? He cares. You know, Jesus Christ gave the example of the sparrow. And you know what? I realize that it's true. No, whether there is rain or no rain, amen, those birds, they see heat. God, one way or the other, make sure that they don't go to bed hungry. So he cares for you. He says, when my father and my mother does not forsake me, the Lord will do what? So be assured. So trust him. Put your confidence in him. Hallelujah. Casting all your cares on him because he cares for you. And the New American Standard says, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Give all your worries and cares to God because he cares for you. Hallelujah. God is not just up there. He's here. Praise God. So you remember God is here. God is here. He's not just up there just looking at you, struggling. He's there. And he will see you through in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's look at the scripture. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. Of course, I know you have dealt with a lot of the book of Hebrews in this church. Your pastor is the apostle of Hebrews. Amen. Look at that. He says, Since then we have a great high priest who passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession, our belief, our trust, our confidence. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize. Praise God. You know, sometimes you say, well, it's because you're not in my shoes. Jesus is in your shoes. Praise God. He knows what you are going through. And he cares for you. So as long as you put your trust in him, you can be sure that he will come for you. And then number 10, he will never let you go. I just gave the story of the prodigal son and his father. Amen. The father was always looking out for him. Praise God. Always expecting his son to come back home one day. The same way, Jesus said, Father, I thank you. Because all the people you are giving to me, none of them has been lost. Except what? The son of perdition. So God is able to... I remember many years ago, in 1981 or so, we had to pray one prayer. I had pressure from my friends. And I prayed. I said, I wrote my prayer point in the SU Bible study. This was that cathedral in Odojomo or so. We used to have our Bible study in that primary school in those days. And I wrote, please pray for me. I don't want to backslide. He said, some of these things. And they prayed for me. And then Umbra called me and said, come, bro. You will not backslide. Praise God. They assured me of God's love for me. They assured me that God will not let me go. Praise the Lord. God will not leave you. He will not abandon you. Amen. Just keep on trusting him. Keep on believing him. Hallelujah. Bible says, cast your burden upon the Lord. And he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. He will never suffer the righteous, KJV said, to be moved. He upholds and keeps us in spite of the storms of life. Come what may, you can trust God that he will never let go of your hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, darling. Praise God. Many years ago, I was struggling with some issues and I was going to give up. And then the little girl said to me, he said, son, as long as I am in the ship of your life, the ship will not capsize. And that changed everything about me. He said, as long as I'm in the ship. You know, Jesus Christ was in the ship. Amen. And the Bible said the ship was, they were filled with jupiter and with water. And Jesus was sleeping in the inner part. And when they woke him up, he said, where is your faith? Do you think with me in this ship, you will come? No, you will get your destination. Now it may be rocky, it may be stormy, it may be difficult. No matter what you go through, with Jesus in the boat of your life, you will skate through. You will get to your destination. And finally, everything in the world, God is with you. No matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you are going to, you can be rest assured. God told Joshua, when Joshua took the mantle of authority from Moses, and Joshua was jittery. Joshua had seen the enormity of the work. He knew what Moses passed through. And God said, I will be with you. Praise the Lord. Just as I was with Moses, And we also build. So you can be sure. You are not going, you are not alone. Jesus is going with you. Are you walking in darkness? Are you walking through a storm? Are you passing through some fairy trials? Maybe your parents are just, I don't know if they still do it nowadays. When we got born again, they disowned us. My grandmother said, I understand you are joining those churches where they don't bury their people. Praise God. Yeah, I don't know if they see persecution nowadays. Is that because I don't know how? Oh, praise God. No matter what you go through, amen, you can be sure that it will see you through. He's here with us wherever we go, whatever we go through. Therefore, we must trust him. Finally, God is our rock. He's our sustainer. He never changed his character or his plan or purpose. He's our loving father. So I encourage you this morning, brothers and sisters, let us put our trust in him. I don't know if you are here this morning. You're passing through some difficult situations. You need encouragement in your heart. I just want to believe God. I want to trust God with you. I want to encourage your heart. Can we just pat our head as we talk to God? You're passing through challenges. You're thinking of giving up. You're thinking of saying, Lord, I'm fed up. I want to encourage you this morning. Don't give up. Your miracle is on the way. Keep trusting in the Lord. I want to trust God with you this morning. And if you are here this morning, you have not known Jesus, that is the beginning of, you cannot have confidence in somebody that you don't know. I'm sure you have heard about the salvation of your soul. You have been told that Jesus came, he died, he rose, that you may have life with God. You are here, you are not giving your life to Jesus, you want to do so this morning. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Be the Lord of my life. Be the shepherd of my soul. Give me the power. John 1:12 says, as many as believe unto them, they give power to become children of God. Ask God for grace, for power to be a child of God. That is the foundation of confidence. And then you can pray the prayer of confidence. I say, Lord, I put my trust in you. Let me not be put to shame. I believe you, God, that it's going to be according to the picture they have shown me. I don't know what picture of your future God has shown to you. But what you are going through now, you are beginning to doubt, is this thing going to be a reality? Yes, it is going to be a reality. You want to have a first class, it's going to be a reality. You trust God for a particular job, it will be a reality. Never, never waver. Never, never doubt. Never, never give up. Say, Lord, boost my confidence. Happy Lord. The Bible says it is God who works in us both to will and to do. Lord, grant me the will. Grant me the ability. Grant me the grace to trust you to the end. Help me, Lord. I put my trust in you. Let the Lord be Jesus. There's no friend like loving Jesus. Ah, no skedi bradiga shadaya. Radenus kedi de menanus kada da kabaya hala. Skila, letuya, radidoska. That you are in the midst of your people. Right from the beginning of this worship service today, Lord, I pray for all my brothers and my sisters. As many as are going through the normal challenges of daily living, whose hands are weak now, whose knees have become feeble, for strength and for grace, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask the Lord, you encourage your children. You will strengthen their resolve to serve you. You will strengthen their commitment to follow you. In the precious name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, as many as, oh God, as I want you to give up because of a particular need in their life, Lord, I ask, Father, you step into their situation. Lord, you will meet such a person at the point of his or her need. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask, Father, you step forth your hand against the adversary of your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will defend their cause. You will fight their battles. You will give them victory. You will encourage them and you will stretch them. Lord, with signs and wonders, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask, Father, you give each one a token of confidence in you by reason of their presence, Lord, in this service this morning, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty God. We honor and we worship you. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Can we welcome Pastor Shea? Can you please put...
You've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.